Cowboys training camp in San Antonio. All right, we got to wrap this story up. We have entertainment news coming up here in just a little bit. This is the tale of problems some of us incurred while out on the town last night. All right, so where did we leave off?
We left you guys, or we left everybody, with Jared, Norm's intern.
Right.
We're at Coyote Ugly. He has a fake ID. And the thing about that I feel really bad about Jared is he wasn't drinking. He was just trying to hang out. Just be a dude hanging out with us.
Right.
He just wanted to play with the big boys.
He gets popped for his fake ID. So it's 12:30, 1 o'clock at this point. And I'm outside trying to get the cops to release him, failing miserably. They get mad at me, threaten me, ask if I'm buying him drinks, all kinds of stuff. So at this point...
Yeah, so Snake walks back in after the confrontation with the police. Jared is led away. Snake comes in. We huddle. We say, hey, what's going on? They took him down. Oh, man, you know, we're not going to be able to do anything for at least 2 or 3 hours. Hey, let's go grab another round. Let's go drinking. No reason to leave now. We can't do anything.
We did. We felt really bad. We were like, but should we just go home or just we just probably just stay?
You know, he would want us.
Yeah.
He would want us to do that. So we stuck around. We are just drinking. I poured out a little liquor for Jared.
Right.
You know, that's the right thing to do for my homie.
Right.
And we just partied. So we're done with the evening. We shut the place down. So we get back to the hotel, and we kind of huddle again. It's like there is nothing we can do right now, and no one wants to walk inside a police station in our condition. There's no way. So you know what? How about this? We sleep for a couple of hours. We get up.
I can imagine the meeting that took place here.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? We actually huddled.
No, seriously, though.
Right,
I'll
so,
get up in like 2 hours. So don't even worry about it. I don't need us sleep.
We huddle. We say, you know what?
This is like 3:30.
Yes. We get a few hours of sleep. We get up, and we'll go get Jared. Fine. All right. So the morning comes. Killer calls me. Hey, if we don't get Jared now, they're like going to transfer him or something. I was like, oh, my goodness. All right. So I get up. I call Corby. Nothing. All right.
My phone's on vibrate, okay?
And we know how smashed he was. Nothing. I call Rhymes. Nothing.
What time is it?
It's about 7:30. So
wow.
I get up and I'm trying to say, okay, what's Corby's room number? I call Bob. You know Corby's room number? No. Call down the front desk. They're not giving you room number. So I don't know. So Rhymes finally calls me back. What's Corby's room number? He gives it to me. I go to his door and I am beating. Kicking, trying to just get his attention to wake up, trying to like I'm opening the door and I'm rattling it and nothing. I get nothing. So I go back upstairs and I call Rhymes. I said, Corby's not getting up. So Rhymes curses. And then he says, I'm on my way downstairs. Okay. So I go back to my room and I call Corby's phone in the room.
House phone.
It rings twice, picks up. Oh. I said, Corby, you got to get up. We have to go get Jared. Oh, I forgot about Jared. So he opens his door. He's getting ready. We all get in Mike's car, and we're driving around trying to get Jared. You could take it from here, Snake.
Yeah, so it's early. Donovan and I'm in bad shape. I'm in really bad shape. And we figure out where the jail is. It's not far away. It's, you know, it's downtown, basically. We get down there.
It's a 20-minute town.
Yeah, yes, I mean, it's 20 minutes away. So we get down there. We go into the jail cell, or to the offices or whatever, to the front desk of jail. And Officer Alvin Robertson is assisting us.
Actually, we went to one place, and he sent us to the magistrate place.
Right, right. Yeah.
That's where we went and ran into Officer Alvin Robertson.
Who says... Well, you have a bond for your young man set at $1,600. It will take $1,600 to get Jared out of jail. And we only accept money orders or cashier's checks.
Checks or money orders, that's it.
No cash.
So right now it's about 8:20, so we have to find a place to get us a money order. We're going down. We stop at a couple of banks.
They don't have 7-Elevens here. They don't. They're not around here. That's where you can get a money order. Well... Every other bank we'd go to was closed because they open up at 9. And so we're just like, oh, my God. There's a check cashing place that we try to go to.
Closed.
Everything is closed. Well, we finally figure out we can go to a grocery store. Well, the closest grocery store is like an hour away, I swear.
Not that far, but it's pretty far.
We finally make it to this grocery store. And
2 minutes before 9.
Right, before the banks open.
Right.
And we go in there, and I was like, look, we need a money order for $1,600. And how many times, she's probably like, okay, bailing someone out of jail. That's like the standard processing fee.
Now, back at the magistrate place, we were also informed at this place, we were informed that they only do $1,000 money orders.
The
limit.
You can't get a $1,600 money order.
We had to get two money orders.
And they are really worried this place is not going to take two money orders. I said, yes, they will. It's money. They're not going to turn it down.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
You said the cops wouldn't take cash, right?
That's right.
No cash.
This is the fifth time that I've been involved in getting somebody out of jail. And every time until now,
what a life.
Cash has spoken very loudly in these situations.
I've never once been involved in getting someone out of jail.
This was my
very
first
time.
Yes, this is the fifth time I've been involved in getting somebody out of jail.
Can you quickly roll through it?
My past is considerably more checkered than yours. let's just say that I was involved on the business end of this the first time.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You were behind the bars?
Yes, I was the gettee, not the getter.
For?
Buying, possessing, and receiving stolen goods in Bergen County, New Jersey. The story's been told many times. But every time, you know, if you had cash, you were fine. And
it's a different world now, right?
It is a different world. And I was very surprised when Officer Alvin Robertson, the former Spurs great, told us that would no longer work. And I don't think it was much of a reach at all that they wouldn't take two money orders.
Well, thank God.
That you had to somehow put it all on one.
Thank God. I would walk up there. I was like, they gave me two money orders. Like, I know, that's cool. We'll take that. So I fill out all this paperwork, hand it into the guy, and he looks at me and he goes, well, Jared will be out in 3 to 6 hours. I was like, oh, my God, the poor kid. Meanwhile, Jared is wasting away in prison. So they put you in what? Just a general population cell?
Yeah, there's about, I found out from one of my fellow inmates that take this for what you will, that they legally can't have more than 16 in a cell.
Mm-hmm.
But there was about 28, I think, was the
so
highest.
He'd had plenty of time
been in
to
there
count.
Enough that he knew. There were many of them
now, were
that
you,
had been in there enough. Probably one time too many.
Now, you were very upset when I last saw you, and you were getting hauled away in the cop car. This was not a good time for you.
No.
Did you make buddies? Were you friendly? Were you outgoing?
You guys get a white rock and make a tic-tac-toe board on the ground and start playing.
I was really interested to see how the dynamic would work. And the first hour, it was very silent. And then one kid came and sat next to me and asked me, he was in the same boat. We had no idea what was going on, how this worked. And he didn't know that I didn't know. And I didn't know that he didn't know. And we started sort of confiding in each other.
Uh-huh.
And he helped me pass through the first like 4 hours.
What was he in for?
He was in for certain paraphernalia.
Ah.
And
so, I mean, and Jared, you know, it's like, hey, what'd you do?
Yeah, I had the least
fake
cool
ID. I mean, it's like you're almost gay. You
I was
know?
Fine
I
mean, with
I was
that,
going to say bend over.
Yeah, I mean, I was fine with having the least cool
Good
thing because there were some pretty intense things that had people
sure.
in there for. And there were some guys in there that had been there for a long time.
Did anyone claim you?
Did anyone claim
He's me? Mine. Don't touch him.
No.
Hands off of braces.
Dibs.
He's mine.
Dibs.
They're
so there was no
Jared.
Beecher Schillinger scene or anything like that in there?
I called him first. I saw him out there.
That's my fish right there.
Now, did they put you in some sort of outfit?
No, I had my same plaid shorts and Dallas Mavericks t-shirt on.
They didn't de-louse you or anything?
No, no de-lousing.
Now, let me ask you this. I remember my night in jail, mm-hmm. and I distinctly remember that over in one corner of the cell was a toilet.
Yes, they're same
like
here.
An open
For 26 guys.
Toilet. Yes, yep. For whoever happened to be in there. Was that the case with you?
Yes, and one time I really had to go pee, and there was a guy sleeping in that room, in that little sector, so I had to step over him, and he got a little upset at me when he woke up and saw my pee stream going over him, but I couldn't hold it.
Going over him? He was like laying right next to the toilet?
Was he vomiting or something?
No, he picked a very poor spot to go to sleep. Like I said, it was overcrowded, but you could have picked better spots to fall asleep.
Now, did anyone have to relieve themselves in that most awful of ways?
No, they did not.
Thank God.
I know.
So you get in there about 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 12:31.
All right. We go down there at close to 9.
9 o'clock, yes.
9:30 by the time we finally get the paperwork done and the bond posted and everything. What time did you get out?
Exactly 1:30 was when I saw daylight.
Oh, God.
Jared.
Man.
I just think it's funny that Corby, when did you last see him?
At 1 o'clock
a.m.
Yeah,
and you then next thought of him at 8 o'clock when he woke you up. You totally forgot about it.
I didn't forget about it. I was just
you knew there's nothing you could do.
Yeah, there was nothing we could do. But by the time when I went to sleep or passed out or whatever you want to call it,
don't say sleep. Oh,
but I knew.
I forgot about
it. I knew when the phone rang. When I heard the phone ring, I knew what was going on. I was like, uh-oh. And I didn't know what time it was.
A phone is ringing.
A phone. And so I knew that game was on, that it was time to go get our boy.
That is quite a story.
Oh, God.
Are you scared straight?
Yes. One of the biggest mistakes of my life, if not the biggest.
Worst night of your life?
Yeah.
So probably. When are you going to pick up that new ID?
Not.
Did they give it back? Was that part of your little Ziploc baggie they handed you back?
The brown envelope?
Right.
Nope.
Did they make you, did they search you for weapons of any kind? Did they have to...
I mean, they asked the standard questions. Do I have any weapons? Do I have any needles? Stuff like that. Anything that could be of harm. They made me take my shoelaces off.
Did they search any orifice?
No.
That you may have?
They made you take your shoelaces off.
Yeah, so you don't hang yourself.
Boy, what a horrible reason for suicide, getting busted for a fake ID. I'm going to end it all.
That's it! I've had it!
F this life!
They took my ID!
All right.
Drink anymore.
All right, entertainment news is coming up.
Yes, it is, and we'll have some stuff.